What about that time when you went along through a mountain pass and some boy helped you get through?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That story, going up in Afghanistan, chief's son?
That's the place. This is the same place. That's the same place. Yeah. That's the same place. This is the same place.
But that wasn't
one of the chieftains was there, yeah. Baba wanted an ideal boy also. So, now listen, I'm driving this. I have gone there. We are resting at Fort Monroe. It's night time. And then Baba says, next, we have to pass a day there at Fort Monroe. They were entertained by the chieftains on horse ride and all that, races were taken. Did she tell you about that? Yeah. So all that, and I was sent out, you know, in search of an ideal boy.
Ideal boy.
Yeah. All the time, for years together, what, do you all have anything like that, penal punishment or anything like that?
Yeah,
it was considered that Australia was, at the time of the Britishers, you know, that
the worst punishment
is to send them to Australia, it's in that island. So likewise, the worst punishment given to the Mandli was to be in search of an ideal boy. The humiliation that we came across, the strain that was there, you have no idea. It's because every time we go out in search, it's always misconstrued. You see, we have to go and say, talk to an ideal boy and all that. So all this, they misconstrue the whole intention, you see. It's a really very embarrassing situation for us all. Whatever it is, that's nothing. So I was sent out that day. And there that chieftain's son met me. And that's how he came in touch, and I brought him there, and he told his father, and father came there, and what is all this, and then seeing Baba, everything fine, it all subsided. And then he became of help to us, then he sat, he escorted us, and all that. But this ideal boy, I don't know what is meant by that, he wanted us to find an ideal boy. And that search never ended till the very end. We would be so frightened lest he might send us out in search of an ideal boy. Each one, you see. We used to keep quiet. So, but time and again, somebody would be given that assignment and he had to go.
Margaret said that it was all a joke. That every time Baba would send somebody out for an ideal boy,
yeah,
Baba would wink at Margaret and Margaret would wink back.
That I don't know what it is, but that might be amongst the women, but I don't know. So there was no winking that I experienced. But then what happened was that it lasted for many years, and nobody could find the ideal boy. Of course, so many thought that he was an ideal boy, all this was there, and we brought and all. And Baba would keep him for some days and some time, and then he would be like one of the Mandli, yeah, with us. Yeah. He would be served everything as usual, but preferential treatment would be given to him. And he may be any riffraff, you see, but preferential treatment is given to him, and we had to. Had Eben been there at the time, I would have caught hold of him by his ears and brought him to Baba. So, but it's too late, Eben. Yeah. So what happened is that one day, and when is it going to end? When will this be all ending? So one day, I think somebody had sent a packet of photos of, some photos were there. And of course we could realize Baba is seated on this chair. It happened here. And then he takes some bunch of photos there and goes through it. And all Baba photos are there. Baba's different postures and signs and this and that. And then he takes a picture and looks. And he heaves a deep sigh. So many years have passed. He is now, I'm interpreting. And at last, the ideal boy is in my hand. I found him. I said, really? Who is that now? Because there are pictures with Baba groups and all that. So, she said, do you want to see who is the ideal boy? And he showed us from there. That was his picture of the college days, young days. So this was an end. You all couldn't find it, but I found it. And that was the end. Since then, there was no talk about the ideal boy.
When was that age?
I think it must have been in late 50s. Yeah. We didn't get that sense in the beginning. Had it been so, we would have produced a picture of that. Yeah. That's how the ideal boy stopped. There was the search for the ideal girl also, woman, yeah,
really?
For the women. Did you all hear that?
No, no.
It was like that, but not to us, but that was women's thing, you see. They had to go. Did you hear about that, Don?
I heard something about it years ago. I don't remember too much. And I also heard about the ideal shell.
Yeah, the ideal shell was there, Myrtle Beach was there.
Yeah.
All this was there. But why did he do that? Why should he bother us like such things? Yeah. Then there was the ideal must, the ideal mad, the ideal boy, the ideal girl.
Ideal must too?
Yeah. Shetty Baba was the one.
Yeah. Oh, was he? Shetty Baba.
Very favorite. So that's how it ended, that ideal. That was the tour. But I was driving and I was preoccupied with my thoughts. But you should ask the passengers, that is the women, for what they experienced. Because I have no idea of what experience they had. Now she says about Margaret, I remember, yeah. And then Katie was there. You can ask Katie. That's how it went.